and one Sheresh, and one Sheresh, in order to reduce the number of Ktsires to a minimum, because all the three figs happen to be on one Sheresh. You have one fig here, one fig here, another fig here, and on one Sheresh. So in order to get these three figs, all you have to do is to make one Maisik Tzir. And then you have two single figs and two separate chokosh. What should we do? So what is odd? What is preferred? If the mute Ptsires or the mute Tein? So the more is patient, which is Mistaber, that mute Ptsires, I mean that mute Ptsires is odd. In other words, we should just reap the three figs that are on one Sheresh, rather than to reap two figs that are on two separate Sheresh. So it's that Maskon of the Gemara. So it's Maskon from that Gemara. Suppose you have two figs on one Sheresh and two single figs on two separate Sheresh. So then, of course, we should reap the two figs that allow in other words, suppose he has the alternative of reaping three figs on one Sheresh or two figs on one Sheresh, so then it's much of the Gemara that it's preferred, we prefer that he should reap the two figs on one Sheresh rather than the three figs on one Sheresh. That's how it's much of the Gemara. But so it's a raya that it's a Nisan Raise, because if it had involved only a Nisan Rabbonon, so how could he more have a Salkedaitor, that if one has an alternative between reaping, between making two separate Ptsires, or one Ptsire with three figs, that perhaps he should be required to make two separate Ptsires. After all, Yibishurim is only Osam and Rabbonon, and here two separate mices is Osam and Raise, if it didn't involve Pikuach Nefesh. So that's a Raya Brure, that is Osam and Raise. So the Gemara, ומיו יקל המלך מדיבוי לפרק המשמול במנוחס חילה שעומדו לשתי קרירס ויקה שתי קרירס ושתי אוקצים ושורש בו כצחות הי מסינון שתיים מסינון אחד זילי הוא הביאו משורש מסינון קומי בפצירה ועסיק לדי שורש מסינון שתיים בוי מסינון משמבוטה בפצירה עודים ועד כמו יבוי לרוס אומר לקי גבנו בשתיים ושני אוקצים יקורים בו בפצירה אבל משמע לפשיט עלי די שניים בקצחות ושלישה בקצחר די שתיים מייסה, שורש לא מייסינן, דו ריבוי בשיעור העוזר. תראה צרי זר, די הוסון בשבס, דווקא, די כאיקר סקילה, אבו ביונטם די סלעה וכאילו. So the רישית from the ריץ משמע, the tribu שיעור in Ibman Shabbos is only Osam Drabon. So but the question is, just as the Chachomim, who are machmir לגבי Shabbos, and the Asad Drabon, they should be machmir legabi yontem also. So he says Shabbos is nisa skile. So mele the chachomim are machmir, but yontem is nisa lav. The chachomim are not machmir. But from the reeds mashma, the tribu shiurim on Shabbos is only osam drabon. So then, v'leitik shaloch hayidig asinam beirav v'perik ador ha'u yinuke nishtapach mimei. Also lekabel rova omu nishay lalimi yitzchir nichal rav imei v'ahu maise b'shabes ave dal mafu b'shabes shor lirubui b'shure v'leikashie shevkua pyr shirashe zal v'chim b'tisves dinichal al yakubam v'arashba zal v'arashbo zal meisi v'idveimer v'afilu man nifore shosot al yisroel koma v'leikashie dichibdu imitzar alimid rabonon kibni b'yon tefshore hosom gabim mile mishum mitzri yitiru legamre afilu al di Yisrael michlal di svir leizal dil ribuye b'shure b'shabes lebitzar alimid rabonon. So the Rashba Shite is it's only hosom rabonon. So utmani alayim dim kei maiko mi boye le hosom minoches pshite di shomis maisinon di ribuye b'shure lemitzar alimid rabonon viribu ptsire mitzar mid raise do omar ilu omdu alu ikrik yasechot de maise shorish beki tzechot lo va de reise klau vilu yviu shnai bishnei uktsim lo ike vichai vchakos. So yes, how can the Rashba say tzom yosem rabonon? If it's tzom yosem rabonon, how can the Gemara have a zal gleitoch? So we have to say according to the Rashba in the Haname. That's the shayla in the Gemara. When the Gemara had the shayla, so the Gemara, that gufe was the sofik that the Gemara had. Is ribu shiur imosa mid reise? By Chilishin Bisakone, or it's only Osam Rabot. If it's Osam Raise, so then, according to Rajbo, if it's Osam Raise, so then, we should be Mimayit. So then, if it's Osam Raise, so then, we prefer that he should be Beitzer. He should be Beitzer. Two figs and two separate Joshi. Because after all, there is a tree on that. He needs two figs. So Mele is allowed to be Beitzer. Two figs and two separate Joshi. And two separate Joshi. Mashing rather than to reap three figs and one Sheresh. Because he doesn't need the three figs. But if we say it's only Rabbanon, so then he should. So we prefer mute psires. So the Gemara says in Maskone that mute psires is a defect. Why? Because the Maskone of the Gemara is that ribu shurim is only Osam Rabbanon. So that's why ribu shurim mute psires is a defect. All right, that we have to say in the Rashi's shite. But then he says the Ran is only shite. Lefichoch nirali bo. The Vadai Ribe Shurim Bishabes with Raisin Mitzah. Vafil Hochel Dome Ribe Shurim Biontef Rubi Shurim Bishabes. Shah Shabos Truyo Yitzel Chile. Velo Yutro Ufiho Kochi Yitam Loche Osea after his Fossi Komeo. Umitsam with Raise. Abo Yetiv Sheikh Nevesh Hutabo. Dafil Efshamer Biontef Shore. Kochu Marva Aika Uvachi Vitereach Echot his Fossi Komeo. So he says, so the Ran says, that ribu shurim in Shabbos by Bikach Nefesh is also in Raisin. So why by Yom Tev it's Muter? Because Shabbos Bikach Nefesh it's only Truyo. If it's only Truyo, so we are only allowed to do that which is indispensable for the Bikach Nefesh, for the Atzoles Nefesh. But over and above that which is indispensable, for Atzoles Nefesh is not Muter. So it's also in Raisin. Masheinkin Yom Tev, Ich Nefesh is Hutro. So if it's Hutro, as long as it doesn't involve an extra meloche, so it's muta to be mad. That's one tenets. Then another Rosh he says also, Ve'oid, she'nire lohem lechachomim, she'kiru sh'om roteiro, ach ha'shayoche lechol nefesh, lo yhutzru chol lishke lo lidagdik, sh'lo yivashil el ha'mitztori chilo bilvad, u'mishum hoche, ribu bishiure, kol heichad lo yimokish bitir cheshoy, avu b'shabes, sh'lo yikya roseh, after isrei seikomeyum midraise, now what's the second? The second Roshni in the Ran also takes it for granted that Ribu Shurim in Shabbos is also Midrashi. And still Yom Tev is Midrashi. So the first Roshni says, because Yom Tev is Hutro, and Shabbos is Truyo. In the second Roshni says, that even though Yom Tev is Hutro, it's not Mistaba to say that in the second Roshni he assumes that Yom Tev is Truyo. Of course, it's Utro. The Torah says explicitly, but he holds, in the second Rosh, he holds, that even when it's Utro, but whatever is over and above, what is the Tzerech Echol Nefesh of Yom Tev, so that is not Utro. It's Utro only to the extent that it's the Tzerech Echol Nefesh of Yom Tev. But what is over and above the Tzerech Echol Nefesh of Yom Tev itself is not Utro. So why are we allowed to be Marbe? So he says, because the Torah does not require a Jew to be Marbe Biundeis and to figure out exactly how much food he'll need for Yom Tev. The Torah doesn't require. What does he mean? Now there is a machlekes in Psochim. Daf Mem Vov, there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says like Rabbi says in Leike. Most Rishonim pask like Rabbi in Leike. Why? So Rabbi says that even if somebody cooks on Yom Tev, let's say he expects to have a party on Yisrechak, so he cooks on Yom Tev. So according to Rav Chisda, he's Chayim Malkes, and according to Rabbi, he's not Chayim Malkes. That means he was not even Yisrechak. Why? So Rabbi says, suppose now he doesn't need, let's say he cooks a whole gdeira with meat. He doesn't need it. It's to accommodate 10 people. And he doesn't need so much meat for Yom Tev. But suppose, to his surprise, after he cooks that pot with meat to accommodate 10 people, so 10 guests will show up in his house. And then he'll serve them the meat anointed. And it will be Litzerichel Nefesh, even though his kavone was not Litzerichel Nefesh. But as long as a Litzerichel Nefesh for Israel was realized, so Mele it's not also. So Mele, since there is a possibility, whether it's probable or not probable, as long as it's possible, as long as it's possible that Ochim will surprise him and come later in the day on Yom Tov, and then he will accommodate certain Jews with Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov, so Mele there is no Yisrael. So we see, at according to Rabbi, so not only, so the Torah was midraisa, it's not only muter litzerich echol nefesh if he is motivated by the echol nefesh of Yom Tov. Even if he is not motivated by it, as long as there is a possibility that there will be a tzerich echol nefesh, so it's muter midraisa. But midrabono it's also. So mimele, since it's only also midrabono, so where it's only a question, it's only a question of ribu shurim, then the Chachamim didn't give masa. This is what the Ran says. Now, Teis says, it's not mistaber, that Teis says, when Teis says the Kashi, v'chein mi mali nachtem chobi shomayim, avro pishi nitzorich alu kitnecho. So Teis says, so why is it that ribu shurim man Shabbos is oser, and ribu shurim man yontev is muter? So Teis gives a teres, v'shim simchas yontev itiru Chachamim laharpis. So it's not mistaber, that Teisves agrees with the first Lashon of the Ran. Because according to the first Lashon of the Ran, Teisves shouldn't mention Mishum Tzimchas Yom Tev Yitiru Chachom Laharbis. Teisves should say, Shani Yom Tev, Dihutro, Avol Shabbos Troyo. Why did he mention here? Mishum Tzimchas Yom Tev Yitiru Chachomim, it's not the question of the Chachomim. It's not that the Chachomim were Matir, that the Chachomim made a certain dispensation, that the Chachomim applied a certain leniency, a certain code. Because Yom Tov is Utro, because Achnefesh is Truyo. But if this shot, this Teretz of Teisves can fit the second Lashon of the Ran, that is according to the second Lashon of the Ran, so we say that Ribu Shurim is Oser. And from Teisves, it's also Mashma, that Ribu Shurim is Oser Midrais. Because if Teis Veshita had been that Ribu Shurim is only Osam Rabbonon, so Mimele, there wouldn't be a Raya from a Bashal Chel Shabbos, or Solim Boris, Eir Hashem Yahu Vishvira. So from Teis Veshita, it's Mashma, the Ribu Shurim by Shabbos, we got the Chel Sheyesh Misakone, so is Osam Raisin. So then the question arises, so why does Teis Veshita says the Kasher from Yom Tov? Yontev is Utro, so the answer is Teisves agrees with the second Lashon of the Ran, that even where it's Utro, so it's only Utro to the extent that it's Litzirach Yichon Nefesh of Yontev, but over and above, what is the Tzirach of Yontev is not Utro. So why does the Mishnah say, Mimali Nachtim Chobi Shomayim Vahar Pishi Nitzorich Alikim Nechot? So he says, that since the Torah Midraise was Matir, even when a person is not motivated by the Tzerech Nefesh, as long as there is a possibility that will be Tzerech Nefesh accommodated, so then it is Muta Midraise. But Chachomim Asher, so maybe the Chachomim didn't Asher in any case where he doesn't have to do any extra Menorah, just to be Marad of Shirei. Why didn't they Asher? Because of Simchas Yom Tov, so the Chachamim didn't pass. Alright, now, Teisves said here, now, first let me mention the variation. So, Teisves Shita is, so far, Teisves itself mentioned two Shita. Teisves own Shita, and Teisves own Shita is, that Amir Linochi is Oser, in Linochi the Reise, in any Mitzvah, even in Mitzvah, but it is only Mutter, Amir Linochim Lochet Reise is only Mutter, Bimokim, Nishubar, Israel, but
in an account of any the other things about the oil. Even if the view is that he tells the Hashanah, so Amir Oinoch in Loch and Raite is not there. And then Amir Oinoch in the city, Amir Oinoch in Loch and Rabbonon is also there on the account of Adam Mitzvah, on the score of Adam Mitzvah. But Amir Oinoch in his root is not there on the score of Yitzhak Mir. So this step is the sheet and that's also the sheet of the Ramban, in Shabbat is that the one. That's the biggest one. That's the biggest one. Then there is the other pole, the other extreme, there is the sheet of the Balenciuk, and he says that it's not just his of the Ramban. And he says, I'm even in Loch, and even in Loch and I say, is he there, be more than any, even in the midst of the Shabbat. Even in the midst of the Shabbat, the point of the Balenciuk, so what is allowed if let's say he doesn't have anything to eat on Shabbos? So what is allowed to tell Enoch if he doesn't according to him? Alright, that's the other. But then there are sheikhs in between. So then there is the sheikh of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam that Amir Enoch. And then there is the shita of the Aruch HaKulet, I mean, I have to mention the shita of Aruch HaKulet. The shita of Aruch HaKulet is that not only Mishu Be'at Yisroel is Be'ich HaMir Inochi, the Aruch HaKulet, but Mitzvah Svile, that is itself, Be'ich HaShabbos is also Be'ich HaMir Inochi, the Aruch HaKulet. This is Aruch HaKulet. But then the other Mitzvah is not Be'ich HaMir Inochi. In Loch and I on Loch and then there is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, and the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam means that any mitzvah other than Yishu Be'at Yisroel is not the Amir Oinoch in Loch and I. But Amir Oinoch in Yishvus, so not only Miren is there, but any mitzvah is there. Then the sheet of the Rambam and then the sheet of the Rif. The Rif means is Matthew. Reject his magic against our Hezeles, and then he makes his own shit there, that's at the end of Pirik of Leather and Hezeles, and Rambam has the same shit in Pirik of Leather and Hezeles. פרק בוב מחשב את הלוך אחר הלוך את תת הלוך את תת הלוך את תת שמי דומו שאין עם הלוך ונוסע לעתיתי בשבא אלו משום שבוס מותר לישראל אם על אינוכי לעתיתי בשבא והוא שאי ישום מקצת חילי או די צורך ודומו עושה לחרבי או אם מפני מקצת אין על ישראל אינוכי בשבא לעלת בילו או אם לא שינות מהמים כי זה הולך עם הישפר, או יצעקים למילו, או ינזו לו עם חוצר לחוצר, שנערו ביניהם מים חנו, להר חית בהם קוטן ומקטייר, וכן כל כאלה. So the Rambam says that Amir Oinoch in Yishvus is muta במוקי מצווה, אין מצווה, או במוקי צירך, במוקי צירך גודל, או עם מקטס חיל. He means Mitzvah Chilei, no, it's not the real Chilei Shem Tzakone. Because the real Chilei Shem Tzakone, so is Mutar Amir Oinochi, according to all the Shem, that's Gemara Meforeshet, Yildes, Tech Lamed, so Amir Oinochi is Mutar Amir Oinochi the Raise too. But he means Mitzvah Chilei. Mitzvah Chilei means if he has a certain pain. But he's not the Chilei. Chilei Shem Tzakone means either that he's Nefil Mishko, Nefil Mishkov, oh, it's Nech Mashkov Gufe. What does it mean, Nefil Mishkov? Now, anybody can just decide to lie down in bed and stay in bed, I mean. So, Nefil Mishkov means someone who has to stay in bed, because otherwise he might become really sick and become a Chilish Yer Desakone. Let's say somebody who has fever. So if he doesn't stay in bed, he can catch pneumonia very easily. So that's called Nefil Mishkov. Nefil Mishkov doesn't depend upon the question as to whether he stays in bed or he walks around. expressed whether he is required to stay there. So that's a chilek in the sakone. Or if he has a certain ailment on account of which his whole organism is weak, even though he doesn't have to stay there, but he feels weak all over. So then he also has a din of chilek in the sakone. But so if he's a chilek in the sakone, so then amir linochi is muter linochi reise according to all the because that's the gemara mefreshes. That's a gemara mefreshes. But if it's a mikvas chayli, so then according to the Rambam, so amir linochi linochi reise is osea, but in shmus is muter. And then the Rambam says, halakei abayis be'arz yisroel v'nanochi, muta leleima lenochi lichtiv lishtar v'shabes, shamir lenochi v'shabes asura midivreyev, ומשום מי שבארץ ישראל לגוז על דום הזה, וכן הלכי הבייס ואין בסוריה, שסוריה כארץ ישראל דום הזה. But then there is still another sheet. So far we have how many sheets? What is it? The Rambam does not distinguish between Mila and any other mitzvah, the Rambam. אמיר לנוכי לשבוס is מותר, מילה, אמיר לנוכי לנוכי דרייסה, even on the score of מילה, is also the coin. That's the Rashid El Kariv, the Rambam. So far we mentioned how many shittes. We have the biggest chumre. The biggest chumre, that's the shite. That's the shite of Teisves and the Ramban, Daf Kuf Lamed in Shabbos. The biggest chumre, that Amir Linochri in Lochet Reis is only muter on the score of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but on the score of any mitzvah other than Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's osea. Even on the score of Mile, it's osea. But Amir Linochi in Shavuos is muter on the score of Mrs. Mile. But Amir Linochi even in Shavuos is also on the score of any mitzvah other than Mile. That's the biggest one. There's the shita of Teisves here in Gittin, and there's the shita of the Rabban in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed. Then we have the shita of the Halachas Leilos, that Amir Linochi in Lochet Reise is muter on the score of Mile. But not on the score of any other mitzvah. Not on the score of any other mitzvah. Then we have the biggest kule. There's the sheet of the Baloyito. The sheet of Baloyito is that Amir Linochi Linochi Reise is muter on the score of any mitzvah. Any mitzvah. That's the biggest kule. So that's the third sheet. And then we have the fourth sheet. Is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. That Amir Linochi Linochi Reise is also even on the score of Mile. But Amir Linochi in Shavuos is muter on the score of any mitzvah. Not after me. That's the fourth sheet. Now, there is the fifth sheet of the sheet in Amirullah. And that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehne, that the Chiddushi HaRashbo mentions that Kuf Lamed in Shabbos. The Chiddushi HaRashbo that Kuf Lamed in Shabbos. Now, that is based upon a certain Gemara in Eilat. That's someone died. How will you care the Stapa Chmin? Omer Rabbe Nitzel Chmin Milgav Bisoyi from my body. Omer Abaye Bore Albinon. Omer Yitzel Hashit. But she took me away as you know. Omer Yoshafino. The she took me away as was not made either. Name Omer Yoshi later. Name Omer Yoshi later. So there is a machlekes between Teisves and our Chazeres that we saw in the Teisves. Where is the name Omer Yoshi later? From Rabbi by Derech Hishat Rabbi, according to Halakha Dilis, or according to Teisves, Derech Hosha Shin Morel. Omer Abaye, Boye Le Yitzel Limar, Omer Abaye, Boye Le Yitzel Limar, Vol Yishavke. Vol Yishavke in Rabbi Yitzel, Yom Rabbi Yitzel, Bom Rav Kame. Ki Havinen Bei Rav Yudhe, Havu Omeron, Bide Reise Mitzine Tiyufte, Veod Rav Dino Maia. Bide Rabbon Rav Dino Maia, Zimodo Mitzune Tiyif. So in other words, Abai says that he really has a certain authority against Rabbi. But Rabbi Yitzchak says that if, let's say, a Chochem passes a certain child, and then there is a Talmud who held a hore to negative, get the will of the hore. So if it can gain the rice, so then there is no meaning of coming up here, so please rabbi or please out of. So he has to mention it, even though, according to that, haore of the Talmud, so I mean the tzak of the Chochem is not correct. Mashenki is the only Rabbonon, so mainly because of the Kovet, Rabbi comes from Chochem, he shouldn't make the power. Let the Chochem pass in the way he passed. And after that, he will present his argument. So mainly, so Abai said, I really have a subject on Rabbi's tzak. Rabbi passed that we can tell a goy to carry the water, from the bayis of Rabbi, and he had a certain aore that he should also be telling goy to carry the water to the bayis. But since it was only the gayer and Yisrael Rabbonon, some of them anyway, because what kind of Yisrael is involved in the tell goy? Yisrael Rabbonon, some of them anyway. So he didn't want to embarrass Rabbi. That's what he said. We brought a bochet, Omalei, my voice is very mad. So yes, after Rabbi passed me, so yes, what would you do, Aore? Omalei is tired. Hazoi is me, the Amiru Noch is me. Ma, so is me, the Mideche Tachate. Amiru Noch is me, the Mideche Tachate. Now, if somebody became Tohea, so how did he become Tohea? Oh, so yes, 7 days, count 7 days, and on the third day, on the seventh day, we have to be Mazel, the king and his mother for him, he may have. Suppose the seventh day is Shabbat, let's say in Shabbat, and if we will not be Mazel on him, so we will not be able to be Mazel in the covenant. So the law is, Helmidu Chachomim Divrei Elimokim Kor. So even though the mitzvah of HaKoret Kom Pesach is an assay for which one type Koret, if he fails to do it, but since there is a mitzvah of Shmuz to be Mazer, it's not the law is Aishe to be Mazer, but I mean the law is there, in sprinkling the Mechap. But it's not there, this is Shmuz because it's been Shaken, so Helmidu Chachomim, Al Divrei Elimokim Koret, of the mitzvah HaKoret Kom Pesach. So we see that it's also to behave in Shmuz on the score of the mitzvah HaKoret Kom Pesach, and Amir Elohim is the same kind of Shmuz as Azoya. So just as it is, we are not, just as the mitzvah HaKoret Kom Pesach is not there, the Shmuz of Azoya, why should it be there? This mood of Amir Elohim. That was the assumption that Abai had against Rabbi. Amir Elohim is good. Ma azoi is good to the Lechet HaShabe. Amir Elohim is good to the Lechet HaShabe. Omalei, the Rishon Olor, the Shvud is the Maite. The Shvud is the Maite. So Rabbi said, I mean, that is your assumption. So you understand that there is a fundamental distinction between a Shmuz of Amir Elohim and the Shmuz of Azoye, because the Shmuz of Azoye is a Shmuz, the easy mindset. So even in the middle of a Kovet Kom Pesach, that one Chayv Kovet for the omission. So it's not there, a Shmuz is the mindset. Mashenke, Amir Elohim, the Shmuz is the mindset. So it's a Shmuz is there. The Rishon Olor, the Shmuz is the Maite, the Shmuz is the Maite, the Omao, the Omao, the Nochri, the Lachri. That's one deal. And then, the Agoy Sabah says, here is the same thing, because most Christians were not there in these seven words. The Omao, the Omao, the Nochri, the Lachri. But in our text, it doesn't. And most Christians were not there. Anyway, according to the guilt in our text, the Agoy Sabach says, they didn't hear the hook, but there is a guilt. So according to the guilt, of the Mali Omali Mochim Zilachim. So then, the more important, that not only Hazonim is considered as the Shmush Bidu Maite, not only Hazonim is considered as the Shmush Bidu Maite, but even Amir Lohi, to boil water, is also considered as the Shmush Bidu Maite. So what is considered as the Shmush Bidu Maite? Amir Lohi to carry three camels. That is considered as the Shmush Bidu Maite. According to that view. So according to that view, they go, Maru Yomar Lohi, Shilachi. So it follows that Amir Lohi in Lohi Raite, like boiling water, is also the Mokhi Mishnah. Because the Mokhi Mishnah. So he says, Do Maru Yomar Lohi, Shilachi. So in other words, that Rabbi was not Mati. Rabbi was not Mati here. Amir Lohi to boil water. He was only Mati here, Amir Lohi to bring the warm water from Rabbi's body. And why is that different than telling him going to boil? Because Rabbi was only Magia to tell it going to bring it there a hot in the rabbit or there a camel, not there a hot in the rabbit. Because to tell it going to bring it there a rabbi is the equivalent of telling it going to boil. This is the law of the rabbit and that's the law of the rabbit. So according to the deal, the man the Omar will not be a king. So it is more than correct that Mila is not Deiche, Amir will not be a law of the rabbit. Mila is only Deiche, Amir will not be a king. So what is considered Shmuzo as the Maite? Amir Lenochi is considered Shmuzo as the Maite. And Amir Lenochi, but Shmuz itself of Israel is Shmuzo as the Maite. Amir Lenochi is the Maite, he don't say Shmuzo as the Maite. But most of the people are not saying, don't marry Omar Lenochi is the Maite, but you are just saying, Omar Lenochi is the Maite, Shmuzo is the Maite. Which would be Maite, is the Maite. So the melee still, even though most of the things were not the Rishe, so many of the Rishe who were not the Rishe, don't have the Omar Lenoch and Yilachim, they said the same thing as just as we find in connection with other Gimbal of Nechem and Yagavine. So even though the interest was not the Rishe, Nechem and Lenoch and Yagavine, still he explained it the same way anyway. So here too, the men who say they were not dealing with Omar Lomar 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 When Rabbi was Matia to tell it going to bring the water, he was only Matia to tell it going to bring the water to the hot spring of Eretz or the Kavlet. Not the Rechitra. Not the Rechitra. Even though, that's in the Kite, even though Tainted itself was not there to Omar Lomar Lomar Yisrachim, still he explained it the same way. So, according to Tainted, and according to Rambam, in Shabbat Zafu Swame, so Amir Yochi don't eat there, in Yochi, the rabbot, on account of Milay, Domi Muter, in his shoes, the rabbot, that is called shoes to everyone. Here we know him in his shoes, in his shoes to everyone. But Amir we know him in the right way, in his shoes, in the right way. And in shoes, how we know him, how we know him, that certainly the shoes is the right way. That certainly. However, no, of course, our Hezele, he couldn't be Gehri. Dormar Lomar Lohi Zilachi. Because according to our Hezele, so Rabbi was Matia to tell his goy to carry the Rabbi. So that's the Lohi right. So he was there. So according to our Hezele, so Mila is only Gehri, Amir Lohi Zilachi, and he is Lohi. What kind of shmuz is the shmuz of the Maite? Amir Lohi is the Maite. But But Hadoi is with our Israel, Amiro, so Amiro is not. Amiro is only there, Amiro is not. But not, it's not there, it's with our Israel. Then the Hasbro, making in the name of Rabbi Meir, now according to Rabbi Meir, we can be together in the Omar Yomar Yomar Yisrachim, and still Rabbi Meir agrees with the teacher of our Hebele that the Tmira is there, Amir Yomar to tell God to bring the mind there to the Rabbi. So, what is, according to Rabbi Meir, what is this meaning? The Maiteh, who is the Maiteh meaning? But Amir Elinoch is the boy. That is the Maiteh. Because there is still in the Kufador. It's Maiteh Shabbat. He tells the boy to do Maiteh Shabbat. To boil water. Maiteh is to tell the boy to carry the water. There is a problem, even though you are a writer, but still there is no issue. In the water, there is not like a tablet, so there's a smooth resume. In other words, that's the fifth teacher, the seat of Ramiyeni. The seat of Ramiyeni is that Amir al-Nochi, that Mire is there, Amir al-Nochi, in Loche, like calendar, the problem. That is not like a tablet. That is not in calendar. Doesn't produce anything like that. But Mira is not there, a Mira in Yochri, in Yochel Maitre.
Because of the should be Muhammad Mayan.
Right now, this is, I really wanted to, I had time to discuss the Mahweke between the Balamoya and the Ramban, and in connection with the Gemara, but I wouldn't look at this Tapachmin. So, there is a Mahweke between the Ramban and the Balamoya, in Shabbat. The Mahweke is in Shabbat, in connection with the Gemara later. Now the Ramban says that I wouldn't make a Mishtapach Mime. Mishtapach Mime means that the Chmime of Kedemite. Because in Zman Chazal, so the practice was that the baby was bathed before the Mirez in hot water, in warm water, and was bathed immediately after. So the Ramban says that I wouldn't make a Mishtapach Mime has reference to the Chmime of Kedemite. But suppose the Chamine of the Acharamine was spilled before the Mirez. Of course, if the Chamine of the Acharamine was spilled after the Mirez, then there is no doubt that it's the Chamine of the Mirez. What else can be done? Then everybody agrees that it's Mirez. But now let's say the parent, the father of the baby, prepared the Erev Shabbos two tubs of water. One tub of water that would be used for bathing the baby before the Mirez, and another tub of water for bathing the baby after the Mirez. And the baby was already bathed before the Mirez, and the male was all ready to start the Mirez, and then he hears that the other tub of water turned over, and still. So the Ramban says, in such a case, so there is no problem, because then you tell the male, go ahead and be mouth the baby. And then, once you are mouth the baby, then we tell everybody to boil water. To boil water. Because the mirror itself is Becher Shabbos. But what is not Becher Shabbos? Machshirin Shev Shal HaSeishon Me'erev Shabbos is not Becher Shabbos. It's not Becher Shabbos. But here, since the baby was already bathed in the water, that is Kedemite. But it was accumulated. And what was spilled? The water Acharamine. So we tell the male to be mouth the baby. And then we tell everybody boil water. Because the Tibet is a Mishum. This is what the Ramban says. But the Ramoya says that Ahuni Mikid Mishtapachmine is not only. So according to Ramban, how we look at this Tapach Mime means the Chmime of Kedemanu. So then we have no heter of boiling water because until the Tinnik is Mime, there is nothing to. So who forces us to be mounted in it? Only the Mitzvah Mime. But we are not allowed to boil water because of the Mitzvah Mime, because boiling water is in Machshirin Shev Shal HaSeishon Me'erev Shabbos. It just happened, it spilled. Well, that doesn't make it into Machshirin Shev Shal HaSeishon Me'erev Shabbos just because someone was neglectful and it spilled. So according to Ramban, now we look at the Shabbat Mime, must have reference to the Mime of Kedemanu. But if the Mime of Acharamine was spilled, and the baby was already bathed in the water of Kedemanu, so then we go ahead with the Mime, and then we boil water. The Balamoye says no. In view of the fact, now we want to mount the baby here. And we know now that if we are going to mount the baby, we'll have to be Mechal Shabbos, because of Takone. So the Mime, we are not allowed him to be mounted. So that is the Ram in Pirik of the Mile. So he mentioned, first of all, the Balamoya is there, and then the Ram mentions the Balamoya Shite and the Ramban. Now, I intended to discuss that Shite, but it's already late, and so we'll discuss that on Tuesday. So you won't have to prepare yourself on the Sugya of Palgina Dibure, which is a very complicated sukkah, but you just go over that sukkah in the Blessed Mirah, the Balamoya. that he that in him the Baramoya and that in him. Kosher Bolin, Biyuch, Biyuch, Machit, and the Hotel Gitarra, they will be a minute in last time. Being the Hamish Shukum of the Shabbat, being the Hamish Shukum of the Shabbat. So then, he mentions the Shite. He's a song and riff and the Shite. And then, the Ramban is not mentioning the Muhammad here. But the Ram here mentions the Ramban Shite, the Ramban Tassogi and the Baramoya. And then, the Rajboy agrees with the Baramoya. And the Rajboy mentions the Raya from the Lord. Five sheets in a mere milk in what you see. Now, how do we pass through? So, the Mechaber is in a machine ball to Zion. Simeshin Zayin Sifei Dovo Sheinim Lochem Vinyosa Latin Bishabes Elo Mishim Shavuz Mutal in Yisroel Eimal in Yehudi Latin Bishabes Vihu Sheiye Shom Mishtascheu Zez Rosh Naramba O Yie Tzorich Lidovo Terech Harbe O Yit Limitzvo Keita Eimer Yisroel in Yehudi Bishabes Vahal Yizmilo Lo Bishet Lo Mishiyat Kiyas Mitzvo O Lo Bimayin Darachot Shemir Gumichet Ve Amitzoyer. So the first Moshin in the Chaber, and finish in Zayin, is like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. That Amiro in Noche, in Loche the Raiti, is also a Mimok in Mitzvah. Even Binkei Mitzvah Smile. But Amiro in Noche in Shavuos, Mimok in Mitzvah. Any Mitzvah, not that Mimile, is Mitzvah. The Yesh Eitzri, so that the Yesh Eitzri, that's the Shita of Teitzvah. And the Rabbah, that Kufram and Gishat. In other words, they say that it's only Mutter, Amir Inochi Mishvus is only Mutter with Terech Mitzvah Smile, because Mitzvah Smile itself is Terech Shabbat. But the Terech Mitzvah Acheret now.
Here mentions a Shita of Yesh Eisri, that the Shita of Teisves, and Rambam, but in Simen Tov Kuf Pi Zayin is Machria like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. That Amir Linochi in Ishvus is Muta Bimkim any mitzvah, not after mitzvah smil. Oh, so then he says, Vayin Likai, Vayin Liil, Simen Reisha Yivov, the Yesh Makilin Afim Loche the Reis. So that right. So the Mechaber, even though in Simen Shin Zayin, he paskins, he mentions today is, but the Achoye of the Mechaber, the Ika Shita is like the first Loshen, which is the Shita Sarif from the Rambam, and this is in Smith of Kuf Pizayim is Machia like that, that Amir Linochi is Muta for any mitzvah in Ishus, but in Loche the Raisi it's Osir, even for Mile. That's the Pesach of the Mechaber. Now, how does the Rambam pasken? So he says, Va'ayin Le'il Simen Reishayim Vov. Now let's see what the Rambam says in Simen Reishayim Vov. In Simen Reish Ayin Vov, in the Agoyes Ramo, Siv Beis, the Ramo says, Yeshevrim dimuter leimar lein Yehudi, lehadlik leineir, visuda Shabbos, vishub disvirlei, dimuter amir lein Yehudi, afilo bimlochet mure, bimoki mitzvah. That's Ram, Seif, Perik, Rablazad, Mile, Bishem, Leito. That's the Shita of the Balit. So the Ramo mentions the biggest kuleto, the Shita of the Balit. That Amir Linochi in Emloche the Reise is Muter became any mitzvah. But, so he says, does he pass like that? Shall Pize Noago Rabbi Mlehoki, Bidobo, Litzabe Islein Yehudi Lehadlik Neireis, Litzirach Sude, Bifrat Bisudas Hasene in Mile, Veimeche Biodo, Vieish Lehachmir Bimokim Sheitzir Godo, Doriva Peski, Chilkin Alzmorezu. So the Ramo doesn't pass normally, he passes that we cannot rely on the shite of the Balito, because the Balito is a yochid. The Aloches Deles himself is chelikam de Balito. The Aloches Deles is only matir amil enochim lochet reise mikim isas mile. But bimkein, any other mitzvah, the Aloches Deles is not matir. So the Balito is the only rishi who is matir. Who is matir amir enochim in Melochet Reise and in Melochet Reise. Even in Melochet Reise of Maise Shabbos, because if the Melochet Reise is not in Maise Shabbos, so then there is another shita. Then there is the shita of Rabbi Yehine, that is also matter. But in Melochet Reise that is Maise Shabbos, like cooking, baking, so the Balito is the only one that is matter. The Balito is the only one that is matter. So in Mele, we have to pasken like Rav Poskim. But Bimokim Tzera Godol, so then the Rambo says we can rely on the Balito Shite because of Kidayu Rav Shimon Lismichol Bishas Mitzchak. So there's the psak of the Rambo that normally we are not matir Amir Linochi Linochi Raisi, but Bimokim Tzera Godol. Masheinki Amir Linochi Nishvus, then even Shaloi Bimokim Tzera Godol, Bimokim Mitzre. So we are matir. There's the psak of Rambo. Now, Teisa Sia mentioned the Gemara in Erev. How we look at the Shtapach Mime, also we come in the Rove, Omalu Mishaila Lime, Itzriche Nechaim Ale, Agabim, Vilechere Mashma, Dibiyem Amile Hoyo, Sheyo Tzrichim Nechamene, Kidei Limole, Vikedem Amile, Now, so the Pashtus Haloshen of Teisves, even though it's not so clear, but the Pashtus Haloshen of Teisves is that Teisves applies the Gemara of Ahu Yinuke the Ishtapach Mime to the Mayim of Kedem Amir, not to the Mayim of Lachar. In other words, when do we say from that Gemara it appears that it cannot be done al the Yisrael, only al the Nochi, and even according to Aloches Deleshi, that he explains in Yishayel Liimei Yitzricha Nechaim Le'agavimei, so it's only because of the Mikvach Nevesh of the mother, but not because of the Tinek. So mainly we can be Malve Bishvat Tinek too, but because of the Tinik himself, because of the Mila himself, we couldn't be Michal Shabbos. A Yisroel couldn't do a Miloch. He couldn't do a Miloch. So from Teisves, it's Mashma. Teisves says, Vikedem Amila Hoyo. So the Pashtus Haloshen of Vikedem Amila Hoyo means that this Gemara tells us the story that the Chmime of Kedem Amila spilled out. Because Bisman Chazal, so the practice was that before a tinek was nimeil, so the tinek was bathed in cham before the mile to prevent an infection, and then after the mile again the tinek was bathed. Today we don't have to resort to it because we have all kinds of antiseptics, but without these antiseptics, so it would be sakone to be male tinek without bathing him first and without bathing him after the mile. So, from the Pashtus Haloshen of Teisves, it's Mashma, that which water was spilled out, the water that had to be, in which the Tinek had to be bathed prior to them. Now, there is a machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Rambam. The Balamoyer in Shabbos says, Now, so of course, if the chmime that in, that that is used if before the mile of the tinek is spilled out, then of course you cannot be mechal Shabbos, because heating water in order to bathe the tinek, what is it? That's machshirin shef shal asei som erev Shabbos, because that could be prepared, but it's spilled out, so that's not the Shabbos. So there is no shaila that if the chmime of the kedem mile is spilled out before the mile, so mele we cannot be mechal Shabbos and heat the water. The question is, the machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Ramban is in regard to the case where let's say the father of the tinek prepared two tubs of warm water before Shabbos, two tubs of warm water, and then one tub was to be used in bathing the tinek before the mile, and another tub of warm water it was to be used in bathing the tinek after the mile. Now, one tub of water spilled out, and the tinek before the mile, but we have enough water to be mal the tinek, to bathe the tinek before the mile. So the Ramban shita is, all we have to do is to go ahead with the mile. After all, we have one tub of water, so we can bathe the tinek, and then we proceed with the mile. And after the mile, so it's mikach nevesh. So then it's not, we don't have to resort to the deiche of mile, that mile should be deiche Shabbos, but then we have the tchiye of mikach nevesh. So when does the Gemara say, how you look at the shtapach mime, so we had to find ways, al dinochi or im al Yisroel, according to Aloches Deiles, but only al di ribu, otherwise not. That is, if the mile, if the water that has to be used in bathing the tinek before the mile was spilled out, so mele we have no heter to boil water in order to bathe the tinek before the mile, because that's machshirin, shef shal asei som erev Shabbos. But if we have water to bathe the tinek before the mile, but we don't have water to bathe the tinek after the mile, then we bathe the tinek in the water that we have, and then we proceed with the mile, and after the mile we boil water. So in a few minutes you can have warm water, because then it will be the pikach nefesh that will be the yichadisa bishlom of Shabbos, not the mile. This is what the Ramban says. But now, the Ramban is in the Chidushin. It's not in the Melchamis, it's in the Chidushin. Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Mishabbos. Vihoy. Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Chidushin. אבל יש לי בחם סובק, אם היו לחמים כדי רחיצה של לפני מילה, if he has enough water to bathe the tinek before me, ואין לי כדי רחיצה שני או של החמילה, but he doesn't have water to bathe the tinek after the מילה, אוי שנשתת לו חמים, שאין לכם לא מכם מילה. Suppose he prepared two tubs of water, and one tub of water spilled out, but one tub of water is still there, so we can use that water in bathing the tinek before the mile. Shaviyeme, reichatzineisei. So he says, his psaki is, reichatzineisei, we take the water that we have and we bathe the tinek. Umolineisei, and then we amal the tinek. Sheim kamachshir in deichet blum, v'achashomol. After we amal the tinek, then there is the problem of pikuach nefesh of the tinek. So we are allowed to boil water after the mile in order to save the life of a tinek. V'achas shemol ha'arei kam sakonis nefoshes shedich ha'shabes v'inayim rim titche mile kidei shelo lohov yisel isakone v'nitche shabes. Because that's the shita of the Balamoya. Elo mila atzmo deich ha'shabes v'isakonis nefoshes sname deich v'inayim rim mitzvah lo l'shaito shein litris milo mipnei tchi ha'shabes sheyobel ha'acham ha'kam mipnei ha'sakon. So that's the shita of the Ramban. The Balamoye. So why does the Gemara say that if I need to stop a chmime, so we had to find for devices how to get warm water, because there the Gemara tells us of the case where the water that had to be used in bathing the tinnik before the milah spilled out. So then there is no heter to do it al the Yisrael mamish, because it's machshirin shef shalasis omer of Shabbos. But the Balamoyer says as follows. Kosovo Rivza, that the Balamoyer is on the Gemara and the Riv and Daf Kuflam. Kosovo Rivza, Behil Zalochis, Machitzines Hakoton Kidarke, Bein Lifnei Amile, Bein Lachar Amile, Bein Bechamim Shehuchamu Bishabes, Bein Bechamim Shehuchamu Merav Shabes. Velo Hoyo Lelei Makach, Elo Kach, Machitzines Hakoton Kidarke Lifnei Amile, Bechamim Shehuchamu Merav Shabes. Ulacham mile im nicht der Hochamim Shalei, Michamel Lechamin Av Bishabes, mit dich es Hakonelei, wie Hushe nicht der Hulacham mile, aber nicht der Hukeide mile, Hamim Nitres, wie der Shabes Nitres. So he says, so the Balamoye is Masika from the and the Reef, because from the Reef's Loshen, it's Mashma, he uses a general Loshen, Machitzes Hakotin Kedarke, Bein Lefnei Amile, Bein Lacham Amile, בין בחמים שהוא חמור בשבס, בין בחמים שהוא חמור מערב שבס. בחמים שהוא שבס. So it's mashma that we can be מחמים בשבס also. And he doesn't limit it. So he says, no. When is it muter to be מחמים? To be מחמים חמים לאחר המילה, even the time of the milah, he had water. And he had enough water. But just a minute after the milah, somehow the water spilled out. So naturally at the time, so there is no other alternative except to boil water to save the life of the child. But if before the milah, the water that has to be used after the milah spilled out, so there the milah is nitches. So the milah is nitches. So this is what he says. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, it's reference to the case where the water that had to be used in bathing the baby before the milah spilled out. If we have water to bathe the baby before the milah, or the baby was already bathed before the milah, and we are about to start the milah, and then the water that had to be used after the milah spilled out, so we proceed with the milah and then we boil. This is what Ramban says. So there is a machlek. Now, the usual pshat that is given in the Balamoya is that Balamoya Shite, there are a number of achrayim who say that the machlek is between the Balamoya and the Ramban is on the question as to whether a person is allowed to bring himself into a situation of being forced to be deiche Shabbos because of Pekach Nefesh. So the Ramban Shita is, it's not osel for one to bring himself into a situation of being Michal Shabbos because of Pekach Nefesh. So that's why the Ramban says, if the Tinik was already bathed in water prior to the milah, and then just as the Meyal was preparing himself to be mal the tinek, the water of after the milah spilled out. So the Ramban says, we tell the Meyal, go ahead, and after the milah we boil water. But by being mal, he puts himself into a situation, or he puts other Jews into a situation that they will have to be Mechal Shabbos. So there is nothing wrong with that, because when they will be Mechal Shabbos, they will be Mechal Shabbos, they'll even be the kind of mitzvah with that Chil Shabbos, because that will be indispensable for that soul of the child. So what's wrong with being Mal the Tinek, even though as a result of being Mal the Tinek, so a certain Jew will have to be Mechal Shabbos. He'll have to be Mechal Shabbos, Beheter. But the Balamoya Shitin is not. That one is not allowed to put himself into a situation where he'll be forced later to be Michal Shabbos, even though the Chil Shabbos later will be there. So now, as a result, so if the baby was bathed already in water, and as the male was getting ready to make the milah, So the water of Lachar HaMilech spilled out, so he told the male, stop, don't be mal. Because if you are mal, you put us into a situation of being Mechal Shabbos. Even though it will be heter, we are not allowed Lechatchile to put ourselves into such a situation, according to Balaam. That's the usual Shabbos in Balaam. But if that is the shita of the Balaam, then there is such a shita as Rishim. That's the shita of the Tashbats. There's the shita of the Tashbats. The shita of the Tashbats is that in Mila Shalom Bismano, you cannot be mal. You cannot be mal on Thursday. On Thursday or on Friday. In other words, you have to be mal on Wednesday. Wednesday is the last day of the week when you can be mal in Mila Shalom Bismano. Why? Because the Gemara says that Bayim Ashlishi, so it's a sakone for the Tinik. So we have to be Mechal Shabbos for the week. And this is true, I mean, of all operations. I mean, Mila is hardly an operation, I mean. But this is true of all operations. That the third day after an operation happens to be, even today, the most critical day. More critical than the second day, than the first day, and the second day. So Mela, if one is mal, if one will be mal, in Mila shall be mal. On Thursday, so Shabbos will be the third day. We did the third mitzvah. So Mimele, you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. So the sheet of the Tashbats is that Mila Shalom Bismano, we cannot be mal on Thursday or Friday. Because, so what? Even though Mila Shalom Bismano is also a mitzvah seser deraiseh, but since Mila Shalom Bismano is Nadir Shabbos, so the Mele, we cannot even be mal on Thursday and Friday, because he'll put himself into a situation of being forced to be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. Even though it's better. That's the sheet of the Tashbats. But most Rishonim are chilek on the sheet. Now, so we could say, maybe the sheet of the Balaam Moyer is like the sheet of the Tashbats. No, but we couldn't say that the sheet of the Balaam Moyer is like the sheet of the Tashbats. Because there is a braise in at the end of the first period. I mean, we learned it here in the Shulchan Aruch. So that in Mafligim Bisvino Pochas Mishleishi Yomim Kil Mashabbos. In Mafligim Bisvino Pochas Mishleishi Yomim Kil Mashabbos. But if he's damly, but le mitzvah, so he can be Mafligim Bisvino even Erev Shabbos. So only the Shus we cannot be Mafligim. But we mitzvah, we can be mafrik, if never Shabbos. So there are six pshotim. Now, what is it also within 3 days of Shabbos to be mafrik b'sinah? So there are six pshotim. Now, I don't want to go over the six pshotim. I mentioned it when we learned after the minyan. So the six different pshotim. But the pshat of the Rif and the Rambam is because of Enik Shabbos. Because most people, when they start sailing on the sea, so they are seasick, and they vomit, you know, and they have tzak, they have pain. And that's inconsistent with any Shabbos, to vomit, to have pain on Shabbos. So the Mele, if it's not Litzirach Mitzvah, so one is not allowed to sail, to be Mafrik Bisvino, Erev Shabbos, or even Thursday. Why? Because he will be seasick on Shabbos, so he will not have any Shabbos. But if it's Dvar Mitzvah, so the Dvar Mitzvah is Deichel Enik Shabbos. Is Deichel Enik Shabbos. That's the pshat of the Rif and the Rambam. Then there are other pshatim, but the pshat of the Balaam Moyer is, that why is he mafligim bisvino pochas b'shleishi yomim kid mashabes? Because we are not, the Gemara is not dealing with today's practice when you have a non-Jewish captain and he drives the boat. So in other words, the Gemara is dealing with small boats where the Jew himself is sailboat. So he himself has to drive it. So b'meile, on Shabbos, you'll have to do all kinds of melochim. But that will be beheter. That will be beheter. Because it's pikach nefesh. You can't, you have to, to proceed with the voyage on the sea. Otherwise, you can become, you can sink. So it's mikach nefesh. But so within 3 days, the price says, according to Amoyas Pshat, it's also the mafli bisvino with varo shoes, because he's machnis himself into a tree of mikach nefesh. But with var mitzvah, the price says it's muter. With var mitzvah, it's muter. So why is it muter with var mitzvah? Why is it muter with var mitzvah? Because with var mitzvah, because it's, if it is litzirach mitzvah, it's muter to be machnis yourself into a tree of pikach nefesh. In other words, it's only yourself litzirach or shoes to be machnis yourself into a tree of pikach nefesh. But litzirach mitzvah, it's muter to be machnis yourself into a tree of pikach nefesh. Now, really, it's certainly a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is deicha Shabbos. But machshirim shevshasi is a merav Shabbos, is not deicha Shabbos. But it's certainly a mitzvah, the mitzvah deraise. So still, the Balamoya says that if the chamim of lachar hamile was spilled out before the mile, even though the tinik was already bathed in the chamim of kelim hamile, so he's not allowed, the male is not allowed to be malde child, because as a result of being malde child, he'll be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. But b'mokim mitzvah, the Balamoya himself says that we are allowed to be machnis yourself into a tree of pikach nefesh. That's the kashya. So obviously the Pshat of Lamoya is not that he agrees with the Shita of the Tashbats that it's also to be machnis oneself into a tree of pikach nefesh even b'mokim mitzvah. That's the Shita of the Tashbats. But the Lamoya Shita is it's also to be machnis oneself into a tree of pikach nefesh litzirach oshus, but litzirach mitzvah it's muta to be machnis oneself into a tree of pikach nefesh. So why does he say that if the chamim of lachar hamile spilled out before the mile, but after the tinik was bathed in the chamim of kelim hamile, so then he's not allowed to be mal the child? Why not? What's wrong? Let him be mal, and then it'll be pikach nefesh. But he will bring himself into a situation of being forced to be mechal Shabbos on account of pikach nefesh, but that's because of a mitzvah mile. So mimele, the Balamoya himself says that b'mokim mitzvah one is allowed to be machnis himself into a tree of pikach nefesh. So obviously the pshat in Balamoya is something else. What is the pshat in Balamoya? Now, so I just want to mention two agdomas. One is there is a gemore. Two gemores in Yevamos. One gemore is Yevamos daf samach dalet on the base. כי עושה רבי יצרוק בייסי, ואומר, הוא תהווה כמה דרבי יחנן, בקנישת דמוי, ועוזי קייץ, ועם הכיפורים שחל ועיז משאבס. And then a certain woman had a child, and the eighth day was עם הכיפורים שחל ועיז משאבס. Now, מי לא יזניח השאבס, זה נכי עם כיפה. But that woman, that the mother of that teenage, whose Yema Shmini was in a Kippur Shechalit Shabbos, so she had two children before, and the two children died from the milk. Died from the milk. So according to Rebbe, so two is a chazon. So in other words, so if the mishpoche, two children in a certain mishpoche died from the milk, so that creates a suffix, maybe mile is fatal for the child. In other words, that could mean that the members of that family are born with hemophilia. So mile is could be fatal for such a child, according to Rebbe. So it's Bolifonov, Omalo, the third child. So the Imashmini was in Kippur. Omalo, Lichi Umeili. So in other words, so that you can be ma. Omale abaye. Chose di koshris yisure misakam. So in other words, so you see, so he said, no, you cannot do it. Why? Because according to Rebbe, two times is a chazoke. So Mimele, you're not allowed since two children of hers died from the Mile. So it's because Nefesh is a sakone for the tinik to be Mali. So Mimele, you join Isur and Sakam. So Rashi says as follows. In other words, two Isurim are in there if you are Mal the tinik. One is Isurim is Sakam. Shim Chazoke Mishnei Pomi. Vashishi little litris memeno, have a mila shalom is mama, they need a shabbos. So, first of all, it's an avera to be mal the child because you're endangering the life of the child. That's one avera. Misakin the child. And then you are in the nisa of muloche of shabbos and imakipuri. Here it was both. Why? So, Rashi explains it. Inasmuch as the pikuach nefesh of the tinek is deicha the mitzvah's mile, so the mele, the mile, does not have a din of mila bismano. So it has a din of mila shaloi bismano. And mila shaloi bismano is not the chashaves. Only mila bismano is the chashaves. So what's the pshat in mila bismano? Mila bismano means that time is of the essence. That it's a must. It's imperative that the child should be mimel today. Bayim Hashmini, it's imperative that the child should be mimel bayim Hashmini. But if there is pikuach nefesh, if there is a sakone involved in the mila, so the mele, it's not, time is not of the essence because you're not allowed to be mal. Anyway, so time is not of the essence because of the sakone. So the mele, if you are mal, so it's not only your river and iser of the sandal d'abriacho because you endanger the life of the dinik, but you are in river and iser of the sasekomolo. Because even though, yeah, I mean, it goes without saying, suppose someone is Mali child that is a Misu. He's not allowed to be Mali. Does it mean that he was not Mikhaim and Mrs. Mile just because he did something wrong? No, of course he's Mikhaim and Mrs. Mile. But the Kiyum Mitzvah Mile is not the Chashabes. Only the Mitzvah Bismano, Mile Bismano is the Chashabes. So when is it considered Mile Bismano if time is of the essence, if it's imperative that the child should be nimble today? But if time is not of the essence, when it's not imperative, on the contrary, when it's also to be mal the child, so mele it's like mila shaloi mano. So if it's mila shaloi mano, it's not the shabbos. So mele is in mechal shabbos. So that's one you saw. That when, if a male is mal a child that is in misukin, so if he does it on shabbos, he is in mechal shabbos. That's one. Now then, there is another Gemara. The five ways in Bamis. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Popo, Hilkach. Now the Gemara says, that Kol Eisen Avoyim Shono, the five ways of Dao, Kol Eisen Avoyim Shono, Shehoyim Yisroel B'midbo, Loinosh Volehem Ruach Tzvinis. And because of that, so the Jews, the Israelites in the Midbar, did not mal their children in the Avoyim Shono. Because in the Midbar, there was no Ruach Tzvinis. So in Mele it was Isakone to be mal a child. So they won't mal because nefesh. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Popo, Hilkach Yemedi Vyemedi Shute, Loi Mal Linum Bei. In other words, and it is, and in other words, so on a cloudy day, and on a rainy day, so then it's isakone to be mali child. On a cloudy day, and on a rainy day. I suppose that this has reference to a case where the child is not in a heated home. But if it is in a heated home, so then it doesn't matter. But the Gemara says, why? Because it's zakon. And loy misachinam bay. In other words, you cannot have any hakozes dam. You cannot have any hakozes dam. But today, that everybody is accustomed to bemoan a child, to bemoan a child on any day, no matter what the weather is, even if it's cloudy and rainy. So then it's mutar to bemoan, because Shem Apsoim Hashem. So that's the halacha. The Gemara mentions Shem Apsoim Hashem regarding something that is not a real sofik sakone, but only a choshen chink of sakone. And if it's doshe berabim, so it's mutar. In other words, it doesn't mean that if it will be doshe berabim to commit suicide, so to jump down from the fourth floor, that it will be mutar. Only when it's a choshen chink of sakone, something that involves a remote risk, not a real sofik sakone. So, in collateral kula, it's not even considered tzofik, because we rely on God, we rely on chazoke, and so on. But, by chmina sakamte mi yisure, we have to be chesheish, hishomel lecho, shmer nafshecho. So the Rambam says, tzorich li yizoya bidoro yofe yofe. So we have to be chesheish even for lechshosh alichayik of sakone. So if there is lechshosh alichayik of sakone, and it's doshe berabi, so we may So Mimele, there is a head of Shem Apsoim Hashem. Now, so the Ritva, Yevomes and Mugiyeseh, mentions that in the name of the Ritva. Pirikol. Oyim de avina mitzvah samile bein b'yem diive bein b'yem dishute doshe berabim shem apsoim hashem. Because of our ritva zal b'shem rabbi zal, mikam demande leboyel imimal b'yem diive hoeshuz biyode v'shapir ovat dilo limismach al shem apsoim v'yoadi shoyorou shoyilomim b'shabes kishumim. So the ritva says that even before the rabbi wore doshu, so then it was also to be mal a child, b'yem edishite b'yem edur. Because even though it's echshosh alichayik of sakone, but even echshosh alichayik of sakone is deiche kolatirko. And he'll can do kach nefesh acharo. So mainly it was also. Now that everybody is accustomed to be mal, and in any weather, so maybe if he wants to be mal the child, he can. But suppose the father says, I'm afraid, I don't want to be mal the child on a rainy day. There is a remote possibility that his life will be endangered, the life of the child. So maybe he is allowed. So we can postpone. So what's the pshat? So we see that the Shem Apsoim Hashem does not imply that it's no sakon. Shem Apsoim Hashem is a heter. Not that there is no sakone. Sakone there is, even though people are accustomed to do it. What is the heter of those who keep on smoking, and even Bnei Yeshiva who keep on smoking? So the only possible heter would be that they rely on the fact that they are psoim. So in Mele, there is a loch of Shem Apsoim Hashem. But it doesn't mean that the fact that everybody does it, so that eliminates the sakone altogether. No, Shem Apsoim Hashem does not imply that there is no sakone. Sakone there is, but what kind of a sakone? A remote possibility of sakone. A remote sakone. So without Doshe B'Rabi, if it hadn't been a universal practice to smoke, so anybody who would smoke would be very loved the raise of Hishom Elecho Shmer Afshon. Because of the fact that it's Doshe B'Rabim, I don't know whether it's still Doshe B'Rabim, but assuming that it's still Doshe B'Rabim, so there is a heter. So there is no iser of Hishom Elecho Shmer Afshon. But the Shem Apsoim Hashem does not eliminate the Sakone. Shem Apsoim Hashem is only a heter. It's a license to be machmis yourself in a remote danger if it's Doshe B'Rabim, but it doesn't eliminate the sakone. So, So Mimela he says, so the Ritva says, so the Ritva says, Mikan, Mangle boiling me, lin me bell. Be aim at the Ibe or should be your day. Vishaki Rovi de Loy Mismah al Shem Absol. But if somebody doesn't want to be Malish child, he says, I'm Cheshish for a remote Zakon. Even though I'm allowed, but I'm Cheshish for a remote Zakon. For a social Cheshish Zakon. So he doesn't have to be Mal. So that way, so he can be Dei Chemil at his man. This is what the Ritva says. And then he says another thing. But if the Yimashmini happens to be Bimeisachel on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Bimeisachel, so then, if he doesn't want to be mal the child in the Yemidi Shute Yemidi Ve, he doesn't have to. Because Pikoach Nevesh it is. Since in Elchim Pikoach Nevesh Acharov, so even a remote danger is Deich Ekolat Yerkov. But there is a head there. If he wants to be mal, he can be mal. He can be mal. But he doesn't have to. So Shin Absoim is only heter. It doesn't imply that there is no sakone. But if the day happens to be on Shabbos and it's a rainy day, a cloudy day, so then he's not allowed to be mal. Why? So we see from this ritva, we see a certain aloche. We see a certain aloche that where there is pikuach nefesh. And pikuach nefesh is deich ekolat yerkov. So even though it's shein apsoim Hashem, but shein apsoim Hashem does not imply that there is no pikuach nefesh. It is pikuach nefesh. But shein apsoim Hashem is a license. It's a heter to be machmis yourself into a remote zakon. But in pikuach nefesh it is. So memele the mitzvah smile is nitches. So I'm not mechuyev to be mal. If I'm not mechuyev to be mal, so memele if I am mal, So then I'm Michal Shabbos. I'm Michal Shabbos. Why? Because this Gemara, the Gemara says, Koshvis is Surah Misakamte. In other words, when the mother had a child that was Nimel, and it was Isakone to be Mal the child, because there are two cases of children in that family who died Machmas Nimele, so Nimele, If you are mal and you keep her, such a child, so you are mechal and keep her also, the Gemara says. Why? Because since it's pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is deiche the mitzvah of mile, so it's not mile bismano. Mile bismano means that it's a must. You must be mal today. You cannot postpone it till tomorrow. You must be mal the child and the day. So that's mile bismano. But if for some reason there is no imperative in being mal on the eighth day, because there is a choshen chayk of sakone, even though there is no iser in endangering the teenage, in that choshen chayk. But since it's not obligatory, so it's not mile bismano. So if it's not mile bismano, so mele he's in chal shabbos if he's mal. Because only mile bismano is the Shabbos. Mile shaloi bismano is not the Shabbos. What's the definition of mile bismano? Mile bismano is only if it's a must, if it's imperative that he should be mal on the eighth day. But if it's not an imperative that he should be mal on the eighth day, so then it's like mile shaloi bismano. It's like the mile on the ninth day. What's the yiches of the eighth day over and above the ninth day? Because it's a must that he should be nimel. But if the pikuach nefesh is deiche, so it's not a mas, so b'meile he's a mechal Shabbos. So he's a mechal Shabbos. That we see from this ritva. Now, the Machne Yisrael that was written by the Chofetz Chaim as a small contrast for the Jewish soldiers in the Russian army, it's a wonderful chiddush. So he discusses a certain child. He discusses a certain child. Suppose now in the Russian army, so they did not exempt the Jewish soldiers from the regular routine labor. So I mean they couldn't help it. So it's pikuach nefesh. If a Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army refused to do the work that he was told by the superior officer, so he was called marshal. So So that's Pikuach Nefesh. So he was allowed to do whatever he was forced to do. It was Pikuach Nefesh. So the Chofetz Chaim, Machti Yisrael, discusses a certain shayla. There are certain things that soldiers in an army, in the Russian army, in the Tsarist army, in any army, I mean that's true, in all armies, even today, so there are certain routine work, there's certain routine work that every soldier must do. But sometimes the superior officer asks for volunteers to do something that is difficult, so it doesn't force. So the question is, he discusses a certain child. Now, in the Tsarist army, so every day in the morning, all the soldiers had to do all kinds of work. That was routine work, they had to do it. And then, of course, they were allowed to do it because it was Pikuach Nefesh. If a certain Jewish soldier in the Tsarist army refused to do the routine work, so then he was court-martialed. And court-martial means Pikuach Nefesh. But sometimes they ask for volunteers. So he discusses a certain shaila that was common in the Tsarist army. The Chofetz Chaim Machmir Yisrael discusses the shaila. Suppose the superior officer says, Friday night, we have to go marching. A long way. So that's routine thing. But he didn't force anybody to go marching, let's say 10 miles or 20 miles. Because that was too difficult of a thing to do. So for that he asked for volunteers. Now anyone who volunteered to march, let's say Friday night, let's say for a number of hours, and that involved of course going Chutz Litchum, I mean, let's say, so was exempt from the routine work Shabbos morning. And that was a usual thing. I mean, every Friday night, the superior officer used to ask for volunteers to march. And those who volunteered to march were naturally exempt from all the routine work the next morning. Because that in itself was hard labor to walk, let's say, 20 miles, you see. So the question is, now, but the superior officer did not, the Chofetz Chaim discusses that child. The superior officer did not force anybody to volunteer. He asked for volunteers. Now suppose there is a Jewish soldier who hears the suggestion made by the superior officer. Now, so is he allowed, so he discusses that question. Is he allowed, let's say is he reashem, that Jewish soldier in the Tsarist town, is he allowed to volunteer for marching? And that will relieve him of the routine duty the next morning. So the next morning, if he wouldn't volunteer, so